Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1189. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos, and the writing is shiur number 341. Okay, we're going through a quick review of the halachas of regular of shinei makom from like house to house and so on. Before we begin the halachas of holchei drachim, because holchei drachim is a totally different part. It's shinei makom, but it's a totally different part. It has to do with traveling. The regular halachas of shinei makom, like going from house to house and so on, going from inside to outside, those are separate halachas, and they're sort of like two separate categories. Now, so we just want to go through a quick summary of the basics, and then we'll move on from there to holchei drachim, bezras Hashem. So we're up to, we started talking about it last year, now continuing on. If one is drinking a coffee at home, right? Somebody's drinking a coffee at home, and then they decide to go to their friend's house in the middle of the cup of coffee, a standard case. So when they reach their friend's house, they're going to have to make a new bracha. Okay, so now in the above case, if they're in the middle of drinking their coffee, when they leave their house, they will not have to make a Berna Fushes though, right? A new Shahakal has to be made, but not a Berna Fushes. It's two totally separate things. In other words, the Shinei Makom applies to the Bracha Rishonah, the Bracha before, and the after Bracha could be made as long as one drank the Shir, the right amount, right? That could be made at any point, not at any point, but in other words, at the point when the person is finished, as long as they continue drinking and at least sipping every half hour, and at some point they drank the Shir. Which is basically a revius, in the time it takes to drink two gulps, lechatchila, which is what should be done, kadesh sias revius, or b'di'evet, b'chtei achilas pras. I want you to try and do it, if possible, in the time it takes to drink two gulps with one small pause in between. If they schlepped out a little bit, so up to 4 minutes, as long as they drank the revius, which is roughly around 3 ounces, it would still be fine. And then they could, even if it takes 2 more hours, if they keep on sipping the coffee, right? So then at the end, they can make the Berna Fushes, whether they leave the house or don't leave the house, that doesn't matter. But the Bracha Rishonah, the Shahakal, they would need a new one. You go to your friend's house, you now need a new Shahakal in your friend's house. Or if you decide to drink in the street, as you walk into your friend's house, then you're going to need a new Shahakal outside too. In other words, the point is, as soon as you change the domain, you now need a new bracha. So going outside will be changing the domain. If you're not coming, for sure, if you're not coming back, to your house, if you're coming back to your house, same place. So that's already depends on how long we spoke about all that. But assuming that you went outside and you're going to your friend's house, right? So as soon as you step outside, if you want to drink outside, you would taka need a new bracha. If you don't want to drink outside, you would need a new bracha, when you get to your friend's house. And like we said, so one will be allowed to make the after bracha after they're done at their friend's house. It doesn't matter, your house or your friend's house, whenever you're done drinking, it's all fine. The main thing is that you have to drink the shir and continue sipping at roughly every half hour. Now, if there's a machlokes amongst the poskim, now, so that's the general rule with the Berna Fushes in conjunction with the Shahakal and the Shinei Makom and everything. Now, if there is a machlokes amongst the poskim, a disagreement amongst the poskim, so then we say, and we're not sure if it's a real Shinei Makom. In other words, is the situation a real Shinei Makom or not? There's various different cases which we've been going through. I'm not going to go through all of them, but if it's taka, a real questionable situation, so then we advise, it's not, you don't have to, but we advise to make a bur in the fushos before leaving the house. And then, for example, you go into your friend's house, I'm just giving an example. In this case, that case, you don't have to do it. But if you go into a situation whereby it is a question, by a friend's house, it's not a question. That's a vadai. But if it's a situation whereby you're not sure, so sometimes in an apartment house, in the hallway or so on, something like that, and the various different cases which we spoke about, so then to make a bur in the fushos before you leave, as long as you drank the shir, and then when you come back in, you make a new shahakal. When you come back to your house, into your apartment, or whatever it might be. And because of the fact that, so now in this case, making the after bracha when you're leaving, it's only a good idea. It's not mandatory. You don't have to do it al pi halacha, but it's a good eitza toiva, as they say. In other words, you want to get yourself out of the suffik, right? Suffik bracha is lehakol. In other words, if it's a question, do I make a new bracha? Do I not? One of the cases which we spoke about, somebody lives in an apartment house and they start going into the hallway, the staircase. So that's already a big question. Do you remake the shahakol? Do you not? When you come back, so the best best thing to do in that case is to make a Berna Fashas before leaving. And that, again, it's not mandatory, because if you come back and you didn't do anything, you would not make a new bracha. It's a suffix bracha. It's better to eat something else with a shakal. But we advise, if it's possible, you could even make a Berna Fashas. But again, it's only a good idea, not a mandatory thing. So the new bracha before continuing to drink in the friend's house, though, is mandatory. According to halacha, that is halacha lemaisa, because that is part of shinai makom. Okay, we'll stop here for now. And again, this is just a general review, no real my makom, just the general halachas, which we've been going through for the last quite a number of weeks. Before we get to the halachas of Hol Chedrachim, thank you for listening. Atzlacha baracha kol tuv.